Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah! You nailed it, Mama. Good job. Hey, everybody, I'm John Reap, and sitting over here to my right is... And you are listening to another awesome, amazing episode of the Fried Pod. Don't eat Tide Pods. Listen to the Fried Pod. And, well, this is the first podcast we've done post-surgery.
That's right.
The last one we did was before the pre-surgery podcast. This is post-surgery podcast. Give me a mic check on that, Mom.
Testing.
There you go. Okay, I can hear you. Yeah, so a couple things. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, we're going to play a game called Guess How Much That Residual Check Is. That'd probably get worded better. I'm going to say thank you to some people who sent me some cards in the mail. And we're going to talk about the new movie, Halloween, the one that's out now, the brand new one. So there you go. Hang on. Mom, can you, here, hold this mic. Sorry, guys. I'm one-handed now. So my mom is really helping me out here. Okay. Also, for you listeners, we are going live on Facebook as well. So there will be times where we're talking to people on Facebook and you won't know what's going on because you can't see it. But you can go back and look at it later if you want to. Anyway, surgery, I guess, was a success. My mom drove me to the hospital, had valet parking.
That's right.
That was nice. Drove right up to the front door and then went in, checked in. We sat in the waiting room maybe 30 minutes, got called up to the second floor, checked in. Before you know it, I was in a gown with no back, with new socks on, just waiting to get this stuff done. They took my blood pressure first, a little high.
Very high.
Didn't understand. It wasn't very high. It was a little high.
It was 150 something over 100 and...
Do you remember what it was?
It was, it was...
Well, what's normal?
But the lower, you need to be a lot lower on the bottom.
Okay.
Dad, what's good?
120 over 80 is normal. And mine was
50 something over 104 or 105.
Okay, so it's a little high. Now, and the last time I had it checked, the doctor said, no, you're good. Although it was in the high end of normal. But this time, it was totally high. So we had to wait a little bit. Yep, Missy Hutton Severs just gave us 120 over 80. Thank you. Anyway.
Mark Yance is watching. Hey, Mark.
What's up, Mark Yance? So then we had to wait for that to come down a little bit. Did it again. And then they said, you know what? By the time we get him all sedated, it won't matter. His blood pressure is going to go down because we're going to put drugs in him. We're going to give him some propofol, whatever that is. Is that Michael Jackson's drug of choice? So anyway, it was fun being in there wearing that little gown. That lady said, okay, don't tie the bottom part of the... It's like a robe that you wear backwards. So you tie it up in the back. There's no real back to it. She said, I want you to put cheeks to sheets.
That's what she said.
Cheeks to sheets. I said, I like things that rhyme. I'll do that. And so, they came in and then they wheeled me off to another room and... They said they wheeled me into the emergency room. Then the drugs started kicking in, and that's where I was out. Like, I remember looking at a couple of people in that emergency room with masks on, I think I said something like, "Hello, I'm glad you're here," or something like that. And then I was out. And then I woke up, and they said, "Well, you were way worse than we thought, right, Mom?
Right.
You want to fill people in here because you talked to the doctor before I did." You waited the whole time.
Yeah, they asked me to go to the surgery floor, same day surgery floor, and go to the conference room. The doctor would come in and talk to you. Yeah. So he came in there with his little file and he showed me all sets of pictures, and they all looked alike to me. I mean, little round balls.
Yeah.
And he said, "This is where I repaired his rotator cuff, and this is where we." Reattached a ligament and a
tendon.
And, you know, I mean, he showed me about 12 pictures, and like I said, everything looked alike, but he said it was more involved than what he had thought, and he had to do a lot of extra work on you.
Yeah, so basically reattached two tendons, I believe. I don't know if a ligament was in there or not. Cleaned out a rotator cuff, shaved down a bone. He said, you know what? You'll probably get about 3 entry points for the surgery. And I woke up, I got 6. So, but whatever. I'm happy it's over. I'm happy he fixed it. We'll see, because now everyone says the hard part's yet to begin. That's the rehab part of it. Yeah. But I came home. Mom drove me home. And basically the whole left side of my body was numb. I mean, from my neck down to my abdomen was numb. Couldn't feel anything for pretty much, I don't know, 24 hours. And they said, well, that's going to wear off, and you'll be happy that you have these Oxycontins. And so I have Oxycontins. I have a pill for nausea. I've got a pill for, like, antibiotic pill. And a stool softener, because they said if you take enough of these Oxycontins, you're going to need the stool softener. So we have been on a pretty much regiment of everything to do, right?
Ice and keeping ice in it a lot.
And so the day, as soon as that block wore off, the numbness that they give you, the shot, I felt that pain a-coming. And it was bad, but it felt like I got run over by a truck. And you know what? What I noticed the most was, and this is going to sound weird, is my throat was sore when I woke up. My throat was, it's like I had a really bad cough. And they said, well, yeah, that's because we put an oxygen tube down your throat so you could breathe. So really, the hardest part in the very beginning was the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Then that was over with, and then I felt the real pain later. And then, thank goodness, we had the Oxycontins. And so, you know, I've been taking those when I have to, but the last couple of days, I haven't even had to really take many of those, maybe one. Mm-hmm. But there was a minute where I was taking them every 5 hours, yeah, like trying to stay in front of the pain. But that part's over with. So now I go back next week, probably get the stitches taken out, and then the rehab begins. So right now all I can do is I can take a shower, and I can take the arm out of the sling for that reason only, just to shower and stuff. And I got my exercise. I got to straighten the elbow out, bring it in, and then turn your hand around, that kind of stuff. And so I can do all that with this hand, you know. And so far, so good. I know the real rehab begins when you have to start lifting your hand up and raising your shoulder up. And I'm not looking forward to that part. It's so funny. Mark Yuntz is watching, and we just ran into his brother, Frank Yuntz. When me and Mom was walking around the block the other day, Frank Yuntz, for you listeners who don't know this, I went to church at West Hickory Baptist Church, and part of my youth group and dear friends growing up was Frank and Mark Yuntz. And so I've seen Mark a couple times here and there, but I haven't seen Frank in a long time. And we were just walking around the block trying to get a little exercise when I was feeling better. And we ran into Frank, and lo and behold, what does Frank do for a living, Mom?
He does therapy.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'd love to be your therapist, your physical therapist. Oh, you want to see me cry is what that is. He wants to pick on me again. But so maybe that'll work out. Maybe Frank could do my rehab for me. At least he's close by.
Right.
You know, if I have any emergency questions, I can call Frank. Dad's watching from the living room, everybody.
Hey, David.
He doesn't want to be a part of it. He just wants to snoop in. So Dad is watching us live on Facebook from about 15 feet away. Also, let me do a couple of thank yous real quick. Mom, I got this in the mail from West Hickory Baptist Church. I don't have the envelope with me, but on the outside it says, God be with you as you get well. Then you open it up and it says, John, let there be the gentle comfort of God's presence in your days, giving you strength until you are well again. With you in thought and prayer, underlined thought and prayer. May God bless you in every way. Love and prayers, West Hickory Baptist Church.
Evangelism team. Yes, me.
See, I didn't know what that was. I thought that was somebody's name. Like
Ernestine or something.
I didn't know. I know Betty Reeve and I know Linda Hayes. But that's why I wanted to find out who is Evangeline Jean. That looks like Jean. Seriously, I'm going to hold this card up. Maybe you guys can tell me what you think it says. But anyway, thank you, Linda Hayes. And thank you. Oh, you can't see that. It's too bright in here. There we go. See that handwriting? That top and right under WHBC. It looks like someone, like, you know, Eva Longoria signed it. But, no, thank you, Mom.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the print. Oh! And then I got another card from Samantha Dawn Kingston.
That's right.
Shout out, number one fan. Put that one on the hearth. That one's already up on the hearth.
Yes, I'll put this one up there with it.
We showed that earlier in the Facebook live broadcast. So thank you for that. So far all is well. I've been having fun, kind of, sort of, sleeping in the recliner. I mean, I can easily sleep in a recliner. The hard part is staying asleep for a long time because, you know, I am a side sleeper. Mom, how do you sleep at night? Do you, are you face down, side, straight on your back?
I go to sleep first on my back, but I toss and turn all night long, so I sleep on both sides and my back.
But you start on your back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now imagine if you couldn't toss and turn.
How miserable you'd imagine. Be.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm in right now. But it's okay because it's in a recliner, and I'm on my back, I snore naturally. I snore anyway, but it's worse on your back. Anybody who knows anybody who snores, it's way worse when you're laying on your back, the snoring situation. Right, Mom?
Right.
Because you know how I get it from Dad.
Yes.
So I figured I would wake up in the morning after sleeping in a recliner all night, and my voice would still, my throat would be sore, it hurt a lot. They said, that's because you're snoring a lot and you're waking yourself up and you're not getting real sleep. So Dad pulls out the CPAP machine.
He's been under the bed for 20 years.
John, I am your father. Put on the mask. So now I'm like Darth Vader or Bane from Batman in this chair. Oh, and it works great. By the way, I remember when I came home one time. I think this is when Dad first got that CPAP machine. How long do you think he's had that thing? Over 20 years?
Oh, yes.
How long, Dad? About 20 years we've had this CPAP machine. And I remember when I came home, I guess I was in college or something. I came home to visit. And Mom was out here in the kitchen. I talked to her. I said, where's Dad? Like, oh, he's back there in his room. He's about to go to sleep. I said, all right, I was just going to say, hey. And I opened the door. And he was propped up at the end of his bed because this machine on. And I almost started crying because I thought maybe he was dying. Like he was on life support. I was like, I don't like you wearing that. It makes me sad. So, and now I'm wearing it. So that's fun. But it does work. It's constant airflow straight to your nose. And I guess it prevents you from snoring, which means I'm sleeping better. It's not a sexy thing. You
no,
know.
It's not.
I will never, ever bring that thing to a bedroom. That's going to be just for the recliner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
No, I mean, like, when I get married again.
Okay.
I'm not going to make my wife sleep next to me with that stupid thing on. All right. Thank you, Angela Church. We went to church with Angie Church.
Yes, we did.
Hey, Angie Church. Blair. So, but it works good. Two nights. Now I'm kind of addicted to it, to be honest with you. I kind of like it. Like, I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
Sleeping good.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the full report. And if you want, if you people over there in Facebook land, if you want to see the scars, give me a bunch of thumbs up or hearts, and then I'll show you the stitches if you want to see them. If not, I get that too. Don't worry. But I like to invite you to that. Now, in the meantime, Mama, you want to play a game?
Okay.
We should get a theme song for this too. So if there's anybody out there listening who likes writing theme songs and jingles, the hearts is coming in. Hearts and the thumbs ups. All right. Well, Mom, why don't you talk to these people while I take my shirt off and show everybody my stitches?
Okay. All right. He's about to show you his six incisions.
Yeah.
One is right near his armpit.
Yep.
And the rest are on top of his shoulder, and maybe one coming down also. And he is getting, you want me to help you? Don't move your arm.
I need you to talk.
Okay.
I got this.
All right. cue the music, somebody says.
Wait. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five.
six biceps tendon they put up in there. And then cleaned out the rotator cuff. Not cool. So, and they almost messed up my Grin Reaper.
Dave Jones says shirtless comedian.
Yep.
Oh, Nancy
Lee. Bert Kreischer, I guess.
Corsetta? So Cassetta says your mom is so sweet. Thank you, Nancy.
Well, she is. My mom is sweet. She's correct about that. So there you go, folks. And we're looking at probably another, I don't know, 3-4 months of heal time before I can. And I got gigs coming up in November. November the 24th, I'll be in Annapolis, Maryland, at a place called Ram's Head on stage. So if you're in Annapolis, Maryland, come to my show. But do not, I repeat, do not attempt to shake my hand or touch me. In fact, I probably won't even do a meet and greet at the end of the show. I'll probably just get out of there. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't need anybody bumping into you.
Yeah, like right now without it in the sling, it's already kind of like feels weird. Oh, Mom, guess what's around? Guess what tomorrow is? Guess what tomorrow is?
Halloween.
That's right. Well, how'd you freeze up like that?
I thought, oh, my gosh, is it somebody's anniversary?
No, it's Halloween, and I look like Frankenstein. I got all these stitches in me. Maybe I should be like a Frankenstein.
Will you put that?
Paint myself green. Just like it's, like it's not like total Frankenstein. It's just of the shoulder. Franken-shoulder. Franken-shoulder. There you go. I'll just have a green shoulder.
Hey, Kimberly White.
But me and Mom went to the movies today because it was $5 Tuesdays at the movie theater.
That's right.
And we saw the movie Halloween, right?
Right.
And what are your thoughts on this? Without giving out any kind of, you know, spoilers, you know, without like spoiling the movie.
Well, we saw Halloween, the first one, the other day. So
yeah.
I was already.
It was on TV. It was on the American Horror Channel or whatever.
So we watched. Did we watch two of them together, and then I've taped two others?
You know, I've been on drugs.
Oh,
like,
that's
I fall asleep and wake up, and it's on, and then the next thing I know, it's Young and the Restless.
So anyway, I was already in the scare mode.
Okay.
Because I was ready for, I mean, the first one was really, really scary.
The first one, Jamie Lee Curtis as a young teen, that's what you're talking about?
Well, she had two children.
Oh, I didn't know. I think she was babysitting.
Oh, was she, I don't know.
I'm not a big buff connoisseur of the
children.
It could have been her kids. Okay. Go ahead.
But anyway, so this is what? 30 years later?
Right. Something like that.
And Jamie Lee is a lot older.
Yes.
And her children are grown. The son was not even in the show. He evidently didn't have anything to do with her, and the daughter didn't want anything to do with her because of the way she was brought up. You just got to see the movie to understand why.
Right.
So, I don't know whether... Yeah, it was already known that... what was the masked guy's name?
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers was really her brother. But she was adopted... When she was young, after he had killed the younger sister.
The real sister or something, right?
And had her name was changed, so I don't know how he found out that she was his sister, but that was his goal, to kill her too. So.
Yeah. Couple cool things about it was the guys who did Eastbound and Down, Danny McBride, all those guys at Rough House Productions. They help with this one. They were partly producers of it, co-producers, I think. So I was happy to see them doing something. Big fan of those guys. It was crazy when the first scene where they showed him without the mask. Okay, I'm not giving anything away, but there's a couple scenes where he's not wearing a mask, and I'm like, are we gonna see this dude's face? And maybe you do, maybe you don't. I'll let that linger out there. But there's a couple of times where he's not wearing the mask. And I was nervous about that because I didn't know if we were going to see the guy's face or not. He kills a lot of people.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He doesn't kill children, though.
Well, that's what we noticed. Well, we could talk about that. That's one thing. Like, he's killing people right and left. He goes in there. And there are a lot of scenes that are straight out of some of the older Halloween movies. Like, almost everything is very, very shot just like it. The actors look almost the same. The kitchens look the same in a couple scenes. And in one scene, he kills someone, and he's walking out the front door, and you hear a baby crying the whole time. Like, wah, wah. I'm thinking, oh, man, he's going to kill this baby. This is going to be brutal. I was like, oh, no, I don't want my mom to see this part. I felt really bad that I drug you to the theater to see this scary movie and this man kill a baby. And I was just preparing myself for the worst. And, of course, well, spoiler alert, he didn't kill the baby. He just walked out the front door, which I thought was a neat. I'm curious as to why you think they did that.
I don't know.
What do you think Michael Myers has a conscience? Because in the movie, the doctor, the therapist, is saying this guy has no morals whatsoever. He's pure evil, right? Pure evil would have killed the baby.
But he didn't want anybody to hurt him. Michael Myers.
He didn't want anybody to hurt him?
The doctor didn't.
The doctor didn't want, no, because he wanted to keep studying him.
Yeah.
That's what he said. I think he was infatuated with him. I think it was a bit of a man crush on Michael Myers. You guys think it's weird that that character's name is Michael Myers, and one of the best comedians from SNL of all times is Mike Myers, the guy who played Wayne from Wayne's World? That's his real name, is Mike Myers. Isn't that weird?
It is.
And the mask that they use is a mold of William Shatner's face.
And after you told me that, I could see it.
You could see it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So you know what they need to do? A new character. They need to introduce a new character on the next Halloween movie. Are you ready for this? It's a new boogeyman, okay? But this boogeyman, so you got Michael Myers still.
Yes.
But the new bad guy, with or against Michael Myers, his name is Will Shatner. And he's wearing a mold of Michael Myers' face. And then those two go at it. What do you think, Megan? Vleet? Hey, Megan. Hope you're doing good. How's the cop business? Anything rough happening? We're taking Q&As on the Facebook Live, you podcast listeners. Anyway, I'm not drugged up right now. This is me without any drugs. I'm on a little bit of Tylenol, a little bit of Tramadol. But that's worn off, I think. How long do those normally last?
3 or 4 hours.
About 3 or 4 hours. Okay, so it might be time for another one because I'm starting to feel a little pain. We're going to put ice back on this thing. I need to put my sling back on.
Yes, you do.
So why don't you do me a favor? As I'm doing this, can you go over this and like read everything except for the amount?
Okay.
You know, what we're looking at here.
Okay. And this is the game we're playing?
We're going to play a game.
All right. This is residual from John's being on Jane the Virgin.
Yeah. It's a TV show on the CW.
Chapter 68.
Yeah.
And it's for two viewings on... April the 8th. No. Yeah, April the 8th.
Okay.
Who wants to guess how much residual he got from two showings?
Let me see that. Let's see. Where do you see two showings?
This was pay-per-view, and that was...
Okay, well, that's the different outlets that it was on. But I'm sure it showed more than that, but that's like... It ran on pay TV and electronic TV through like DVD sales or online sales, that kind of stuff. But they don't tell you how many times they showed it. It's just, those are two different ways that people can look at it.
Okay.
But that doesn't tell you how many times they actually looked at it. Just FYI.
Okay.
But yeah, so this is from Jane the Virgin. I did one episode and I got one check in the mail from them. Sarah Tim says $26,000.
Whoa.
Julie Turner says $32,000.
Whoa.
Well, one of you is closer than the other. Jackie Freeman Mask says $30,000. Chad Pruitt says 94 cents. He's the closest one so far. Antoinette Marie says $3,000. Nope.
Janet Sy says $5.70.
Garrett says $5.70. Nope. $3. Nope. Well, should we just tell them?
Sure, let's tell
them. I mean, it's not really a game. It's kind of fun for us to watch you guess. Because everyone thinks it's a lot of money, but it can be at first. But then it's been a while since this has aired. And I'm not a principal actor in it. I'm just sort of a, I have like one line in this thing. But you know, they have to pay you every time it airs. So sometimes these checks are really big and sometimes they're really small. And this one is really small. It's not that small, but it's small. Why don't you just tell everybody how much it is, Mom?
Total of $29.37.
Woo! $29.37? What are you going to do with all that cash? We're going to go to the movies. So that's what we did today. Thank you, Jane the Virgin, for paying for my trip to the movie theater today with Mom. That's pretty much what that was, a free trip. There you go. That's the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So, well, there you go, folks. Isn't that fun? Does anyone have questions for my mom? We could play Ask Betty again. All right. So let's get some questions from Facebook Live. 2937. Good job, Justin. Right. That's right.
Uncle
That's
Steven.
Right, Sarah. Sometimes they're big, sometimes they ain't.
Who was that said he worked for Uncle Steven?
I don't know.
Hang on.
Pass by.
Let me see. That would have been
Jackie Freeman Mask. Yes, I remember you, Jackie. Hey.
Hello, Jackie Freeman Mask. Samantha Dawn Kingston says $5.50. Nope. Have your mom tell a story about your dad with a trench coat. Oh, you go, Mom. That's a fun story. That's on one of my specials. Oh, I didn't even see it, Megan. Okay, listen. They want to hear the story about the time Dad tried to teach you a lesson.
Okay. Cynthia.
Who's that?
My neighbor.
Oh, okay.
She's Emma Com. I can't pronounce her last name.
Darnell at the time.
Cynthia Darnell, yeah.
They don't need to know that.
She was came up and wanted to go walking around the block. And it was getting dark. And I said, okay. So David was watching TV, and we left. And as soon as we left, he went and put on some shorts and a pair of, and no socks, and a pair of shoes and a trench coat. And I think he had on a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And
pantyhose on his head.
And no shirt. And pantyhose over his head. So he waits till he thinks that we're about halfway around the block, and he cuts in behind our house. And so he gets out on the road, and he sees us coming, and he starts walking at us. And Cynthia said, don't worry. You know, I've had karate and judo and all that.
She's been taking self-defense classes.
She'll protect me.
Yeah.
And the closer he got, the more frightened he looked. And
the more scared y'all got.
Yes.
Okay.
And so then he started running at us and opening up his trench coat. And Cynthia just took off running.
Yeah.
And I tried to scream and nothing would come out. And when he saw that I was truly frightened, he took his took the pantyhose off his head. And he said, it's me.
Yeah.
And then I kicked him and hit him and smacked him and everything.
So that's all true, people.
This is true.
He's done those kind of things over the years. One of my favorite ones he did, and I may have told this on the podcast before. I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but I think you went out of town.
Oh, yes, I went to the beach with some girls from the office that I worked at.
Mm-hmm. You already know the story I'm about to tell?
Yes.
Oh, then go ahead.
No, you tell.
No, I want. It's more. They want to hear you tell this stuff.
Okay, so
I'm telling too many stories. You should tell more.
Me and Phoebe Price and her son Michael went to the beach just for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And when we came back, David didn't come out and greet me like he usually does. And so Phoebe needed to come in and go to the bathroom. And when we came in, David was all sprawled out in the recliner. And he had a knife sticking in his chest.
Yes.
And what he had done is he...
Well, there's a note, too. A note.
I can't remember.
There was a note. And then there's a knife in his chest, and there was a note, and there was ketchup everywhere.
Yes.
It looked like blood. Okay. Now continue.
Oh, At first, it looked so real, and then I realized, oh, that's just David playing another trick on me.
Yeah.
He had taken a piece of plywood or piece of wood and put the knife through that and then put that underneath his shirt and buttoned it up and then had ketchup all over the place. Like he had, I don't know whether he had been.
Like he committed suicide. Like he carried himself like a samurai. Like a ninja, like, you know, he couldn't live without you, had to die.
Right.
That's kind of
just because I gone to the beach with that.
Basically, the note said something to the effect that you were away too long. I couldn't stand one more day without you. I had to kill myself. Something like that. And I remember walking in right away and just seeing Dad in the recliner being still, like trying to sell that he was dead. And I was just looking at him. And I started kind of like giggling, laughing. I just started poking him. And he wasn't flinching for a while. And then Mom, I just remember you go like, David! Something like that. But I like that. I like that he did that. That's funny. Good times, everybody. How's your Tuesday going? Are you sad that the Dodgers lost the World Series, Mom?
Well, no, not really, because I'm not a...
I don't care either, be honest with you. I really don't.
I'm glad the Panthers won.
Oh, there you go. Panthers won. Panthers won a ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Beat them... Ravens beat the Ravens, and we were not supposed to win that game. They were favored to win, but we won. A lot of people love the Red Sox. The only reason I pull for the Dodgers, two reasons. One of my best friends of all time, Kyle Davis, that's one of his favorite teams, and so I would go to games with him. When I lived out there in L.A., I'd go to Dodger games with him. And I got to know the players and had a good time out there. It was good times. So I was happy to see them make it this far into the World Series. So I was quietly rooting for them. Yeah, that's it. Because I live there, because Kyle likes them. But really, I'm not a baseball guy. I'm more of a football guy. Ernie's just tuning in. He said, what happened to your arm? See, this is what happens with the Facebook Live. I'll tell people what happened. 10 minutes goes by. 5 new people, what happened? And I feel like I have to repeat myself. I don't want to do that, though. So just rewind this later. I had surgery. There you go. So here's the stitches. Right there. I saw a bus full of orphanages had turned over, orphans turned over, and I picked up the bus, and then a guy with a shotgun shot at me. But I managed to save all the orphans. And right. That's what happened. And all that's right. A better story, isn't it? Backyard football.
Whatever.
Yeah. Y'all go look up Kent Stamey and tell him thank you for me. That's what this is. That boy could hit. Can you open a beer bottle with belly button? I don't know. I've never tried before. I don't want to try. I don't want to do that. Sorry, Ernie. So anyway, who has a question for Mom? You have a question for my mom? Because we're going to play her little jingle here in a minute. Ask Betty. Which one do you want to hear, Mom? Well, you can't hear any of them unless you put this in your ear hole.
No, that's okay.
All right, I'm going to play one right now.
All
right. Hang on.
If you've got a problem, big, small, or petty, ain't no need to worry now. On your mark, get set.
Ask Betty.
Ask Betty is right. So now we are waiting for questions to come in from Facebook Live. Cannot wait for you for Mother's answers to some of these questions.
What is your favorite dessert?
So here we go. What is your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert is anything chocolate.
Oh, well, that's pretty vague, Mom. There's lots of things that are chocolate.
Chocolate. Okay. Cake. I like fudge, brownies, ice cream.
Do you like pecan pies?
I do. I like pecan pies, but my chocolate is my favorite.
Have you ever had chocolate chip pecan pies? That's where you just put chocolate chips in there.
My sister Gail makes those. They're very good.
Those are really good. Amber wants to know, at what age did John start making you laugh?
Probably 9 months.
Really?
9 or 10 months, yeah. He walked very early.
I did?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
We thought.
I walked early?
Mm-hmm.
Jason. Fast learner. Natural athlete.
And he would come by and grab one of Jason's bottles. If I laid a bottle down to burp Jason or something, you would fly by and pick that bottle up and take a drink of it and say, shoo, nasty, because it was formula and you were way off being on formula. What?
Okay, and that made you laugh, I guess.
Well, not at the time, but okay. You know, more I thought about it, was funny.
Betty, you raised a very funny sin. I think they meant to say son, but you're not far off. Can you tell me how you managed to do that, says B.F. Clark.
Well, I have a very funny husband. So he gets it from his dad.
Who's the funniest, John or Mom?
John.
There you go. But now ask me who's the sweetest. Mom. favorite dessert. Hey, Mom, did he play a lot of pranks on you? Did I play pranks on you, Mom?
There's not one unless you were in cahoots with your dad.
There's one that's coming to mind that I did. Nothing crazy, though. It's innocent, but I did do it to you.
Oh, when you were in the house and I thought you'd gone to work?
Yes. So here's how that worked. This is when I worked at Chick-fil-A in the mall, Valley Hills Mall. And believe it or not, it used to be not as busy as it is today, especially at the mall on a Tuesday around 2:20 p.m. And it's kind of dead. So, you know, out of sheer boredom, we'd prank phone call people. And there were two phones within the Chick-fil-A, right? Yeah. So I'd be on one phone upstairs, and then another buddy, Chad Bowman, would be on another phone in the kitchen area, right? And so what we would do is have Chad call my house when I knew that Mom was there alone. The phone would ring. She would pick it up. Chad would say, oh, hi, Betty. Is John there? And then Betty would say, no, I think he's at work right now. Then right then, from another phone at work, I'd pick it up. So it sounded like I was picking up another phone in the house that Mom was in. I'd pick that phone up. I'd go, hello? Oh, I got it, Mom. I got it. It's Chad. Hang up, Mom. And she'd be like, what? I thought you was at work. Where are you? The whole time I was at work. I mean, it's innocent, dumb stuff. But nothing crazy. You don't even remember that, do you, Mom?
Barely.
Well, here you go. B.J. Eisenhower wants to know, did you whip John with a belt or the almighty hand when he did bad?
I don't think I ever whipped you with a belt. And
I don't know if you ever whipped me.
I might have spanked you on your bottom a time or two.
Yeah. Dad did most of the spanking, but that wasn't a whole lot of that, to be honest with you. No. There's maybe three or four times in my whole life.
We just laughed at you.
Yeah. Who gave you more trouble, John or Jason? Hello.
Not really trouble. Both my boys were good boys, and at least they were around me. So I'd have to say neither one of them gave me any trouble.
All right, let's take another question. Does your mom like Breaking Two Electric Bugaloo? Now, here's one for you, Mom. This one I love. I didn't really make this into a bit, but this did happen, right? So, for those of you who don't know, I did a lot of Dodge truck commercials back in the day. I did six of them. All right, so first commercial comes out. It's a big deal for me. I'm like on a huge national TV commercial all over the country. Big brand Dodge Ram trucks, right? It's a big deal. And so, you know, I think hometown newspapers said something about it. And, you know, there's little articles written about me here and there, right? So then they did another commercial. This is the second one. And on this one, I took a lot of pictures with my phone, right? Not my phone, but like a little digital camera of all behind-the-scenes stuff. And just had a good time documenting that whole thing. And I think I sent them to you and Dad or whoever else. And then I think in an email, I jokingly said to you, oh, Mom, I'm doing another Dodge commercial. Or maybe in a phone call. I said something about like, yeah, they're making another one. And then you said, what's the name of it? And most commercials, they don't have names. You know, it's just a commercial. So I thought that was funny. And I jokingly said back to you, oh, it's Hemi 2 Electric Boogaloo. Okay, I said that as a joke. Uh-oh. Now, I guess maybe the Hickory Daily Record got a hold of you, and they did an interview with you, and you gave them the pictures. And there's pictures of me, that I took from my camera from that shoot. I've got like a tire rubber on my face from a burnout. Yes. And it says, John Reap to appear in second Dodge commercial, Hemi 2 Electric Boogaloo. Like that made it to the paper. Now, what's great about that is, well, okay. Do you even know what Electric Boogaloo means?
No.
Okay. So you know I used to break dance. Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course you know that. But so one of my favorite movies is called Breakin'. It was just a movie about break dancing. They made a sequel called Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. And everyone to this day that's in my age group, if there's a part two to something, will jokingly just say, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, it's like a big hairy deal in the galaxies or whatever. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, if someone of my age says, yeah, it's part two, they'll say, Electric Boogaloo, like that. So I said it to you not thinking anything about it. And then, lo and behold, out in the paper a couple months later, John Reap. There it is in the paper. And I understand that you didn't understand. But what I don't get is that anybody at the Hickory Daily Record didn't even bother to say, well, isn't that the name of a sequel to a movie? Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo? Why would they name that a Dodge commercial? But yes, that's one of my... I'm proud of that accomplishment.
My bad.
No, it's not your bad. You just said what you knew. The paper should have better... people at vetting that sort of stuff, you know, they should have known that there's no Dodge commercial called Hemi 2 Electric Boogaloo. Anyway, that was fun. I didn't know I was going to talk about that. We just got back from eating because it's Tuesday. We did Tuesday taco night at a place called El Serape, right up the road here in Mountain View. Mm-hmm. So it was me, Mom, Dad, Tucker, Jason, Kayla, Liam. Is it everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we all had a bunch of... Mexican food, good stuff. What'd you have, Mom?
I had the chicken quesadillas.
Chicken quesadillas.
Yes.
I had three tacos, soft tacos, pork, beef, and chicken. And that was it. And a bunch of chips. Mark Hunt is watching. Wave to Mark, Mom.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing, buddy? How you doing? We're going to get together real soon. I'm still healing, as you can see, but I'm feeling much better. So, yeah, pretty soon we're going to hang out. But we're going to wrap this one up. Let me play your jingle. I'll play your out jingle. I'm burping a lot. Sorry about that, everybody.
If you've got a problem, big, small, or petty, ain't no need to worry now. On your mark, get set.
Ask Betty.
There it is. Adorbs. So, look, you can, if you want to help out this podcast, these podcast-ees, you can go to iTunes and you can tell people that you like us. You can write a review. You can go right there and say, I like these people. They're hilarious. They're fun to watch. You can rate us. You can review us. You can subscribe and you can share. Rate, review, subscribe, and share. Rate, review, subscribe, and share. Your R's and your S's. Rate, review, subscribe, and share. Two R's, two S's. You got this. Tell everybody about us. My tour dates are very easy to find. If you go to johnreep.com, JONREEP.com, all my tour dates are right there. Next gig I got coming up is going to be in Annapolis, Maryland, a place called Ram's Head on stage. That is going to be the 24th of November. Then after that, we're going to be at Good Nights Comedy Club. And then we're going to be at Des Moines Funny Bone in West Des Moines, Iowa. Then we're going to be at the Columbus Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio. Then we're going to be at Zany's in Nashville. Then we're going to be at Huntsville, Alabama. And all these dates and all the details of that can be found at johnreap.com. Appreciate you listening. For Betty Reap, I am John Reap. Happy Friday, everybody!
And the radio up, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And